Happy Days is filmed before a live audience.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, live from Arnold's Drive-In and Milwaukee Fried Chicken Stand, You Wanted to See It brings you one of the most exciting events it's ever been our privilege to bring.
Okay, kids, Arnold's is proud to present Kenosha, Wisconsin's own Weezer.
Oh, please, try the fish.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they got a front? What did we ever do to these guys?
Hello, this is Let's Edo Communicate. This is a group of fourth-year compulsory secondary school students from San Nicasio Secondary School in Leganés.
Today, we are going to speak about reports on music, debates for and against knock-off clothes, reports on drugs, present two news bulletins on current affairs, perform an interview and report on doping.
We hope you like this radio program. You are listening to Buddy Holly by Wizzy. Let's get it started. Hello, this is Irene, Celia, Claudia and Sandra, and we are going to speak about music.
But first we're going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, this is Celia. I'm short with long straight brown hair. I love playing sports and I hate insects.
Hello, I'm Claudia. I have long brown hair. I love eating and shopping and I hate bad people.
Hello, I'm Sandra. I have long brown hair. I love to read and play basketball and I hate eating vegetables.
Hi, I'm Irene. I'm a kind girl. I love reading and listening to music, and I hate being late. Let's speak about music.
Firstly, I'm going to talk about some festivals and events. Music festivals and events are an integral part of music culture around the world. These events offer a unique opportunity for music lovers to come together and enjoy their favorite genres and artists. This is a huge diversity of genres and styles, from classical music festivals to rock, pop, hip-hop, and electronic music. There is a wide variety of events that cater to different tastes and preferences. Some examples of popular festivals include, as example of music of live music festival, Coachella in California in the USA, Glastonbury in Pilton in the UK, or Tomorrowland in Boom in Belgium. As examples of urban music festivals, Madrid Urban Music Festival in Spain, Barcelona Hip Hop Festival in Spain, Rolling Loud in Miami in the USA. Music festivals and events offer more than just music. They are experiences that combine art, culture, and entertainment. Attendees can enjoy live performances because seeing their favorite artist in action is an exciting and memorable experience. Art installations because many festivals include art installations and exhibitions that complement the music. Gastronomy and culture because events often offer a variety of gastronomic and cultural options that reflect the diversity of music. In summary, music festivals and events are a celebration of music and culture. They offer an opportunity for people to connect with their passions and enjoy unique experiences. Whether you like classical music or rock, there is a music festival or event for everyone.
I'm going to talk about the latest song they've released. Some singers and the upcoming ones they will be releasing soon. One of the songs they will be releasing soon is Cuarto Azul of Aitana on May the 30th. And Miley Cyrus is also releasing an album called Something Beautiful on May 32. In Latin Urban Cali, Cali Uchis released her fifth studio album called Sincerely. This album mixed dream pop, R&B, and neo soul, and it has been praised for its emotional depth. One of the songs that was released recently is Bluebird by Lana Del Rey, which was released about 3 weeks ago, and another new song is Imaginary Friends by Sofia Kennedy 4 days ago. That is a glittering track that combines elements of pop and electronic music, creating a whimsical and captivating sound.
I'm going to talk about an artist that has become very famous recently, Chappell Roan. Kaylee Rose Amstutz, known as Chappell Roan, was born the 19th of February in 1998 in Missouri. She's a songwriter and singer that has won her first Grammy this year in the category of Best New Artist. In 2023, she released her first album, The Rise and Falls of a Midwest Princess, which contains one of her more popular songs at the moment, Pink Pony Club, where she talks about moving to LA and following her dreams, doing what she likes, even though not everyone would like this idea. But fame really came to her last year with her song Good Luck Babe that we are listening now. Even though she has been releasing music since 2017, she has sung in some of the more important festivals nowadays, like Coachella and Lollapalooza. You could recognize her by her red hair, makeup and style, which is very Jay-Z.
And finally, I'm going to talk about how music affects mental health. Music has an important impact on mental health. Listening to music can reduce stress, anxiety. It can also improve memory and focus. Some types of music, like classical, help people relax or study. Other styles with more energy can make you feel active or motivated. The lyrics of the songs are also important. There are songs with positive message that can make us feel better. But not all effects are good. Some songs with negative or violent lyrics can make people feel worse, especially if they feel bad. Also, listening to very loud music or listening for too many hours can cause stress. Music affects the brain. It can also activate memories, but not always in a good way. To conclude, music can help or hurt, depending on how we use it. It's important to listen to music that makes us feel good and not all the time.
Hello, this is Lucia, Chaima, Vega and Basma, and we are going to perform an interview.
But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Lucia, I have long brown hair, I love flamenco and I hate broccoli.
Hello, this is Chaima, I am brunette, I love volleyball and triathlons.
Hi, I am Basma, I have black curly hair, I love scary movies and I hate mango.
Hello, I am Vega. I have brown curly hair, I love dancing, and I hate fish.
Today, we are delighted to speak with two very famous singers, Vega and Basma, here on our radio station. They are highly regarded for their powerful voices, unique styles, and popular songs. Let's talk about their music, their stories, and their upcoming projects.
Vega, Basma, can you please tell us your story for the listeners who don't know you?
Sure. Well, our story wasn't planned. It all started at a party when we were invited to sing in front of everyone. The audience liked our singing, and the owner asked us to be the main duo for his parties. We used the money we earned to make our first album, Summer.
Summer was the beginning of our career as singers. To this day, we have been around for many years and have earned a lot of money. With that money, we decided to create an international charity.
Your charity work was very well received by your fans.
Speaking of fans, let's start with the questions. How do you connect with your audience?
Well, we consider our audience part of us, so before any event or concert, we try to sign as many albums as possible and talk to everyone, and obviously at the charity. We try to take care of whoever show up ourselves.
Oh, that's very good.
Obviously, your audience is a big part of you. Who have been supporting you the most when you say you're making songs?
My family has been and continues to be my greatest support to fulfill this dream that I am living.
Oh, that's very nice of your family.
All your fans are hoping that you will sing again. Any upcoming projects or tours?
Well, your listeners will be the first to know, but we've decided to do a world album tour this summer. It will be in the summer because that is the name of our first album.
Taima and I will be there.
Yes, of course, we will be there. We all know that you have been in music for many years, but what inspired you to start in the music world?
We have been friends since we were little. We met at a music academy, and that's where our passion for music began. But our dream didn't come true until we were hired as the main singer duo at parties.
That is an interesting story.
Your songs are incredible, especially because you can tell what the lyrics are trying to teach. Do you write all your own lyrics?
Yes, of course. That is something characteristic of us. With our lyrics, we can reach everywhere. It is important that they are ours.
Oh, that's very cool.
We've interviewed many artists and several would like to collaborate with you. So if you had to do a collaboration with a singer, who would it be?
My partner and I have talked about it many times, and we both have always wanted to collaborate with Travis Scott because we have always loved his music.
Of course, Travis Scott is a great artist.
To make this interview more informal, could you tell us about a surreal experience on stage?
Well, we've had many experiences on stage, but the most surreal was when one of our spotlights caused a worldwide blackout.
For me, the most surreal experience was when a bird pooped in the dressing room half an hour before the show.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, Vega, Basma, we're very grateful that you come to our radio station to tell us your story. We hope we give you a good time.
So, thank you very much and see you next time.
Thank you.
See you at our concert.
Hello, this is Let's Communicate. This is a group of 4 years of compulsory secondary school students from San Nicasio in Leganés.
Today we are going to report on news.
You listen to me, Lucia. I'm going to be Tony.
Maria, I'm going to be Elizabeth.
Delia, I'm going to be Samantha.
Sandra, I'm going to be Yun.
We hope you like this radio program. Let's get it started.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Spain News. How are you, John?
Great, so excited to talk about the last news. What about you?
So excited too. And it's normal to be like that
because we're going to talk about the youth blackout that we had the past 28th of April in Hook Country.
And not only here, it happened also in other countries like France, Germany, Italy.
Exactly, but I don't think we'll relate same.
Of course not. Spain had actually a very fun reaction about it. People went outside, met people listening to the radio talking.
Haha, yeah. I personally, when I walk, there was a lot of people having without their phones.
I saw it on the videos, but why this happened?
That's an interesting question, and today, to answer it, we've contacted two specialists and here with us today.
Great! Hi, I am Elizabeth Wilson, an electrical engineer.
And I'm Samantha Rolva, a sociologist.
Welcome, ladies. We are talking about how people in Spain reacted to the blackout and why this happened.
Yes, this is due to the dopamine that mobile phones and social networks generally produce, creating an addiction in a large part of the population, causing them not to worry about their social life from the use of screens. So by being disconnected, people returned back to the real world, realizing that there are people outside of screen. So with a little bit of positivity, they managed to have a good time without the need for electricity or lights.
So if it was a good for society, wouldn't be great at the stop having electricity?
Well, we've only talked about the positive points of the situation, but in reality, this blackout wasn't as good as everybody thought. A lot of the hospital's medical equipment was unexpectedly disconnected, causing tension and even suffering among patients. We were very fortunate that it didn't last long enough to impact backup systems, such as generators. These were only used for the most critical ill patients, but not for all of them.
I see. Actually, a lot of people didn't think about that. They only see how people were more connected.
I know, they aren't conscious about the problems that this accident generates, not only in hospitals, but in the life of a lot of people.
Exactly. In my experience, I went with my co-workers to help a lot of people, mostly elderly people, because they didn't know how they should cross the road, got stuck in place like elevator, contact their families in the case of those who live alone.
Could you imagine being an old person who lives alone and doesn't know much about technology and suddenly everything goes off? No TV, no light, and no calls. And you don't even know what's happening or how's your family. It must have been horrible.
I am sure this is making a lot of people reconsider the historic situation we have lived.
For sure. It's good to be positive, but you also need to know the bad side of the situation.
And why did this blackout happen?
Actually, there is not an official answer. There are different thoughts and versions about it. Most people think it's because of a failure of renewable energies or even an attack from another country. We don't know what could be, because would a failure affect countries like France, Netherlands, Germany and other countries? Or if it was an attack, why would someone attack that many countries? We don't know what happened, but we hope that we discover it soon.
It's so important not to believe everything we see on the internet or what other people tell us about the blackout. A lot of people invent their own ideas and versions without knowing anything.
I guess only governments know what's really happened.
Maybe they are trying to hide some things to not scare the population. Your opinion or view is so interesting. And finally, we halted to ask you about on last questions. Do you think something like this could happen again?
I think so. There are so many possibilities of this happening again, but we need to understand that it doesn't mean that this is the end of the world. When the blackout started, the malls and shops emptied because of people who start buying anything in case of something happened. We mustn't go crazy.
I see this is so interesting that for you begin with today, I'm teacher as such important thing.
So today's program is coming to an end. I hope I all have learning some things. We all had a good time with you.
I don't forget a turn tomorrow at 5:30 here in Radio Spain News. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Hello, this is Nico, Doreen, Mario and Ibra, and today we are going to discuss about replica clothing.
Hi, my name is Nico.
I'm a tall kid with a good taste in basketball, Reagan and cars. And what I don't like are people who think they are superior to everyone else.
Hi, I'm Doreen. I love sneakers and basketball. I'm very nice and funny. I'm not a big fan of or don't like people who show off fake clothes.
Hi, my name is Mario and I really enjoy going to for running or biking. I like to help everything I can. I can't stand people who feel superior just because he had green grades.
Hi, my name is Ibra. I'm a kid guy and I like cars. What I dislike are electric ones.
I'm funny, short and somewhat aggressive. I like boxing and I like soccer.
If you want, I can start.
Okay, thank you.
I believe that imitation allows more people to enjoy the same clothes and styles without having to pay exorbitant prices, because big brands have very high prices and for many people they are impossible to access. Furthermore, imitations aren't necessarily of poor quality. Some can be of very good quality and this helps make fashion more inclusive.
I understand your point, but I think counterfeit clothing is a legal and ethical issue. When we buy fake clothing, we are stealing the work of designers who spend years creating and purchasing their products. How can we justify stealing someone else's creative just because we can afford it?
I agree that brands have rights to the designs, but we must also consider the context. Big brands often inflate their prices absurdly, and in the end, we are not paying for quality, but for the name. Imitations are a way to challenge that system. And let's not forget that original clothing is often also made under very poor working conditions.
What you mentioned about consuming is valid, but we must keep in mind that the quality of imitation is not always the same. Often, imitations are made with low-quality materials that can be harmful to your health. The use of toxic chemicals, for example, is common in the production of counterfeit clothing. It's not just about ethics, it's also about the risk the garments can pose in the long run.
I agree with what is also quickly, but we must also recognize that not all imitations are bad. Money are looking for affordable alternatives that resemble luxury brands, but with more accessible price and sometimes with much more responsible material, will make imitation not only democratize fashion, but also offer more accessible option about having to resort to product manufactured with harsh working conditions.
But do we really want an industry that promises copying and a lack of originality? Limitations are affecting the designer market. If everyone bowed imagination, what would happen to emerging designers? Thus, with first ideas, fashion creation should be based on creativity and innovation, not a replicating what others have already done.
I argue that creativity is important, but let's not forget that fashion has always been influenced by trends. Big brands also draw inspiration from the work of smart designers and often copy styles from the other cultures or generations. Imitations aren't simply an extension of a phenomenon. Furthermore, people who buy knockoffs often don't do so with the intention of impersonating the designers, but because they want to look good without having paid such high prices.
The problem with imitation isn't just about quality or depth of design. By buying counterfeit clothing, we are supporting informal markets that lack labor regulation and respect for the environment. Many of these garments are produced in factories that don't follow minimum standards, perpetuating the cycle of exploitation and pollution.
It's true that we are imitation from regulated market, but we can't generalize. There are brands that produce imitation ethical exploitation, both workers and the environment. The important thing is for consumers to educate, dissemble and make informed decisions about what they buying. In the end, we'll make imitation can be a more sustainable and higher alternative.
I think that after everything we've heard, we say that the advantage is not on the winning side, but whenever we're going to buy official or replica clothing, we should check the conditions of where those products come from.
I think that's the conclusion. What do you think, Doreen?
I think that's a good point of view, but what do you think is correct?
Thank you for listening to us.
This is Natalia, Ethan, Cosi, and Soraya, and we are going to speak about current news.
But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Ethan, but my friends call me Cosi. I have blonde hair, and I love cars and bikes. I hate when it rains.
Hello, this is Ethan. I'm taller than Cosi. I like football, and I hate math.
Hi, I'm Natalia, I'm pale, and I like to read, and I don't like loud noise.
Hello, I'm Soraya, I'm tall, I like driving, and I hate the storm.
Well, now let's speak about net current affairs.
So, we are going to talk about Pope Francisco's death, the latest blackout, and the war that is happening in Ukraine. So, the 21st of April of this year, Pope Francisco died in his room. The cause were health issues.
This past month, he had been very sick and he spent most of time in hospital. He was 88 years old when he died, and during the past few weeks, the conclave has already been voting for the election of the new Pope of the Catholic Church.
Well, there is a new Pope. That is nationally Peruvian and is very close to everyone. He has an account in X and like memes on internet. He will maybe follow the path of Pope Francisco.
Another event, this one more recent, is the latest blackout in Spain, the last 28th of April. The causes are confirmed yet, but rumors of a cyber attack. Another war, a natural event, or the most official cause, a loss of a large amount of energy in France, which affected Spain. Most of the city has the energy back in the afternoon, but in some cases, it didn't return until midnight. Portugal, France, and Germany suffered this blackout too, and the next day, classes were suspended in the most all Spain.
Well, the last of the events we're going to speak about is the situation with the tariffs that Trump imposed this year. This means that the products coming from USA are more expensive than before, and this could cause Europe to stop buying these products, and that our tariffs will get even more expensive. Trump also spoke with Putin about the current war happening in Ukraine, and he tried to negotiate with him to try and stop the war.
Currently, there are two wars happening in the world. The one with Russia and Ukraine, and the one with Palestine and Israel. This last one started during the World War I, when the UK promised the same territory to both countries. The war started in 1948, and it's still going on at this time, with no idea of when it's going to end.
The second war, Ukraine against Russia, it started during World War II. When Russia wanted Ukraine's territory, that was the origin, but the events start in 2014. And it has been becoming worse and worse with the time, using bombs and a lot of destructions and death. And the joining of USA and more countries on the matter.
Well, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed it.
Next day, we'll bring a surprise guest. Thank you for listening. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Drugs are an interesting topic, and today we are going to explain some of them, both the positive and negative aspect. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Miracle. I am a student of the fourth class and I am dark in skin. I prefer soft and cool music than heavy beats.
Hello, I am Asier and I am also a student of the fourth class. I like basketball and I don't like reggaeton.
Hello, my name is Gabriel. I'm a fan, I like basketball, and I don't like maths.
Good afternoon, this is Adrian. I am tall, I like skating, I don't like some of social media.
Hi, my name is Lucas. I'm short, I like playing video games, I don't like the beach.
And now let's talk about drugs. We are going to speak about LSD, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and cannibal drugs.
LSD is a very potent psychedelic substance discovered in the 1938 by Albert Hofmann. Its main effect is to alter perception, thought, and mood. The symptoms of this drug are visual and auditory hallucinations, feeling or merging with environment, time distortion, and very intense emotional changes, among others. This lasts about 8 to 12 hours.
Cocaine is a central nervous system stimulant, driven for the leaves of the coca plant. It produces effects of euphoria, increased anger, and reduced fatigue. The most common of four is inhaled. Throat knows it lasts around 5 minutes to 15 minutes.
Heroin is a very potent opiate drug derived from morphine, which is extracted from the opium poppy. It is a central nervous system depression, meaning it slows body and brain functions. You can use it by injecting it. It lasts around 6 hours, and Barcelona is the second city where there is most consumption of this drug.
Marijuana is a drug that is obtained from cannabis and is consumed by smoking of vaporizing, among other ways. It is the most consumed drugs in the world. It lasts around 6 to 8 hours.
I'm going to talk about cannibal drug. The term cannibal drug is popularly used to refer to a class of synthetic drugs known as bath salts. This name because no doubt to extreme kinds of violence and aggressive, such as the of a person in the use who attack another person by beating their face. This one is the most dangerous drug in the world because it's very toxic. It lasts around 6 to 7 hours. The city when there is highest consumption of cannibal drug is Philadelphia.
We hope you found this section informative and interesting. Have a good day and get informed about drugs as much as possible to avoid their dangers.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Victor, Santiago, Jeremy, Bilal and Ismael. And we are going to speak about doping in bodybuilding.
But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Victor. I have brown hair and I am funny. I like cats and I hate drugs.
Hello, my name is Jeremy. I am dark and shy. I like jewelry and I hate fake rich people.
Hello, my name is Santiago. I'm very active and handsome. I love sugar and I hate basketball.
Hello, my name is Ismael. I am a calm person. I like the gym and I hate CrossFit.
Hello, my name is Bilal. I'm tall. I like cars and I hate bikes.
Let's speak about
1. Why do bodybuilders use steroids?
Let's start with the basics. We have steroids.
Welcome to common in the world of bodybuilding.
One word. Results. Anabolic, androgenic, steroids allow faster muscle growth, quicker recovery between workouts, and noticeable strength gains. For many athletes, especially competitors, it feels like an irresistible.
Right. And there also a mindset behind it. They don't just want to get big. They want to be the best, stand out, crush the competition, look flowers on stage, and some feel they just can't get the naturally.
And that's part of the problem. Bodybuilding isn't just a sport. It's a culture built around appearance. You're just by how you look, not by performance. Every inch of muscle counts, and that's where steroids feel like they leave the playing field, or even tilt it in your favor.
But let's be clear. What seems like a short-term solution can be easily a long-term trap. These are not harmless substances. They alter your body at deep chemical level. It's not just muscles you're building. It's your hormones, your liver, your heart on the line.
2, the risks and side effects.
I've seen competitors start off with just light cycles. The usual testosterone, maybe Deca or Winston, and at first they feel unstoppable, but soon the side effects creep in.
Exactly, and we're not just talking about cosmetic stuff like acne or hair loss. We're talking about gynecomastia, male breast growth, or liver damage that sometimes require lifelong treatment.
Mental health takes a hit too. People joke about road rage, but it is real intense mood swings, paranoia, bursts of aggression. These substances mess with the hormones that regulate your emotions and behavior.
And the cardiovascular risks, Ugi, these drugs can destroy your lipid profile, raise your blood pressure, and accelerate plaque build up in the arteries. That leads to heart attacks and strokes, and not in your 7-17s, in your 13s or 40-14s.
And there is fertility. Many users see their sperm count drop drastically, or disappear entirely. Some end up permanently infertile. And that is not always reversible, even with treatment.
3, that's in bodybuilding. Let's talk about a hard topic, diet. It is becoming more and more common in the bodybuilding world. Dallas McCarver.
Dallas McCarver, dead at 26. Rich Piana, gone at 46. Both were legends in the sport, and both had long stories of steroid use. This aren't isolated case anymore.
And it's not just the pros. Amateurs, even tigers, are trying to copy the routines of champions without understanding what they putting in into their bodies. All for social media likes, all for aesthetics.
And no one warning them. At the gym, people talk about the cycle, post-cycle therapy, and the compounds like they are vitamins. But few talk about blood tests, real side effects, or what happened 5 or 10 years down the line.
4. Pressure and culture around doping.
To make that choice, to cross that line.
It's a mix of things: social pressure, personal insecurity, the need to belong. In bodybuilding, being natural often feel like being invisible. Like if you don't use, you never catch up.
Social media plays a huge role. Everyone's showing their best angles, the perfect physique, ideal lighting. No one shows the bloated, the hormonal stresses, the panic attacks, the body dysphoria.
And let's be honest, some coaches actively encourage it. They tell athletes, if you want to win, you have to cycle. That normalizes something that shouldn't be normal.
And once you start, it's hard to stop. Your body adapts, you grow, you get in compliments. Terminal becomes your drug. Then you stop and things change. Your gains shrink. You crash. You feel small. So you start again. It's addictive, physically and mentally.
5. Is there a way out?
So what the way out? Is the even possible to complete or look good without doping?
Absolutely, but it takes a cultural shift. First, education. We need to tell the whole story, not just the highlight reel. So blood work, so real testimonies, so medical consequences.
And create support systems where natural athletes feel seen and valued, where slower progress is still celebrated, when health isn't sacrificed for aesthetics.
We also need cleaner, more ethical federations, leagues that actually test, that actually care, that don't just pretend the problem isn't there.
We need to shift the message. Your world isn't defined by how much you bench or how shredded you are. Real strength is protecting your health, your peace of mind, your long-term well-being.
If you are listening and thinking about using anabolic steroids, pause. Research. Think long-term. Talk to real doctors. Look beyond the mirrors.
No shortcuts. It's worth your life. There are safer, sustainable ways to build your body.
That is it for today's Iron Talk. Take care of yourself, question what you see online, and remember,
train with your mind, not your muscles.
What's with this homie's dissing my girl? Why did Thank you for having listened to this episode of Les Educommunicate. This is a group of four-year compulsory secondary school students from San Ignacio Secondary School in Leganés.
Today, we have reports on music, debates for and against knock off clothes, reports on drugs, present two new bulletins on current affairs, perform an interview, reports on doping.
We hope you have liked this radio program. Bye.